Well, good morning, everybody. Today we gather to celebrate Trinity Sunday. There are two types of mysteries. Our first reading today talked about wonders and signs and mysteries. And there's two types. There's natural mysteries and supernatural mysteries. Natural mysteries, you know, I don't know how my iPhone works, but I can still benefit from it. I don't know how air conditioning works. I don't know how my car works. I don't know how the economy works. All these different things, but I can still benefit, you know, in a certain way from all of these sorts of things. They're natural mysteries. Then there's also supernatural mysteries. These are the things of God. And the Trinity certainly would be one of them. But just like the natural mysteries, you don't really need to like completely be able to wrap your mind around it in order to understand it. But there are certain things that we can know about it. And I find it kind of funny because a lot of people, when we think about the Trinity, we think of it as like something that's so out of reach, you know, this concept or this. But it's actually like the most intrinsic reality there is. And even children know it. Even babies know it. I watched this video at this conference that I went to on Tuesday. And this baby was uncontrollable right after being born. And just, you know, but then the moment that the father came over and said, "I love you," the baby stopped crying and squirming, just like, you know, and that even a baby is aware of this reality that we are made for love. That children too, like at the last school mass we had on Friday, and we were talking about that line from scripture that says, "You have filled my heart with gladness." And I said, "Kids," I said, "Where in the last school year, you know, has God filled your heart with gladness?" And kids said, "Recess," you know, and lunch, you know, gym class, going to church with my friends. And one kid said, "Just being with my friends all day." And almost everything they said was like about relationship, you know, that we are made by love and for love. And that our lives make absolutely no sense whatsoever without love. I told the kids, I said, "What if you had all the swimming pools in the world, but nobody to enjoy them with?" Well, that would stink, you know? We are made for love, by love and for love. God, who is love, a community of persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, a community of love, has created us, and then when we fell, when the whole world fell, he has invaded us. I remember in Trinity class in seminary, we read a book called Invasion by God. Whoa! And it's all about how the triune Godhead, who is love, constantly the Father is loving the Son, the Holy Spirit is, they're all being, and that constantly this Godhead of love is invading us. And in invading the world, you know, this ambo, you might look at it and say, "Father, that's just a bunch of wood. It's just a static thing." No, it's not. What this is atoms that are constantly pushing against each other. And that if God ever wanted, ceased to will that this ambo would exist, and why does it exist? So that the word of God can be proclaimed. So that people will, hearts will be moved and ultimately transformed and saved. This ambo exists for a reason. This pillar exists for a reason to hold up the house of the Lord. That everything, these windows exist for a reason. But it's not just like, "Oh, that's a static thing." It's atoms that are constantly pushing against each other. And if God ever wanted this ambo or this pillar or that window to cease to exist, it would turn into less than a pile of dust. But how much more your body? There are billions of cells in your bodies, in my body. We're crazy. And God knits us together in our mother's womb with love. Every knit is a thing of love. Every stitch of love. But then even more your soul. That our souls are eternal souls. Are being held together, invaded by the triune Godhead. How? Well, our gospel talks about baptism. Baptism where the triune Godhead, who is love, a community of love, a community of persons, is infused permanently into the soul of a child. That's crazy. That's why we pray everybody in the whole bloody world be baptized. I was looking at the senior class photos in the Shelbyville Times, whatever their newspaper is called, and I was looking at how many of these people aren't baptized? And man, they need to be, because the triune Godhead enters into them. The Holy Eucharist, confession, all of the sacraments, it's an invasion of the powers of heaven. All power in heaven and on earth, says Jesus, has been given to me. All of these powers are invading our souls and our bodies. And it's not like God is just being like, here's a little token of my love. Here's a little sign of my love. Here's something outside of myself. What God gives us in the sacraments, what God gives us when we have good prayer lives, what God gives us when miracles, Carlo Acutis' second miracle was just approved, praise the Lord. What God gives us in miracles, what God gives us in even just incredible, beautiful times with loved ones, all of these graces that the Lord gives us, He is invading our souls. He's invading our lives with His own nature, which is love. That's who God is. A Trinity, a Godhead of love, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And what does that look like? Two Greek words, henosis and kenosis. Henosis is the reality that of oneness. Okay, so get this. When people mostly think God the Father, He's the creator. Okay, yeah, He is. But guess who else was there when God created the whole cosmos? The Son and the Holy Spirit. Jesus was there, so was the Holy Spirit. They're all, wherever you have one, you have them all. And so people say, oh, it's the Holy Spirit that forgives sins and confession. Yep, but guess who else is there? The Father and the Son. We get Jesus at the altar when we're in a state of grace, receiving our blessed Lord. But guess what? You get also the Father and the Holy Spirit. That you cannot separate the persons of the Trinity. You cannot separate them. And that all of this is then brought together. Colossians says that the whole of creation, at the plan of God in the fullness of time to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and on earth, that there should be nothing in our life that is outside of God. Blessed Carlo Acutis right here loved playing soccer. It was his favorite hobby, except for Jesus. But even when he was playing soccer, he was glorifying God in it. And here's a teenage kid who's about to become a canonized saint, the saint of blue jeans and the saint of the millennials. Praise the Lord. We need a saint like this that we can all relate to, especially young people. But that everything in his life, you know, he was broken like we all are, but there was an integration. It's all about the Lord. There should be no part of our life that is outside of God. Like, I'm a really great Catholic, really great saint, except I gamble all the time. But that part is like over there, you know. No, we have to, the whole of our life has got to be henosis, caught up together, united in the Lord. United in the Lord. Kenosis is the reality, the teaching of the church, that the Father is always pouring Himself out for the Son. The Son is pouring Himself back to the Father. The Son and the Father are pouring themselves out to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is pouring Himself out over it. And that the three persons of the Trinity are constantly pouring themselves out. They're constantly, and Jesus, remember in the beautiful Philippians hymn, where it says, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend on heaven. Jesus Christ went to the cross, even to the point of death on the cross. He went and emptied Himself to the point of death, even death on the cross. And because of this, God highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee must bend, every both in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. That the Lord, that the Son is emptying Himself out on the cross, on this altar, everywhere, the Holy Spirit is emptying Himself out, and that you and I are then caught up into this because pouring themselves out, not just for each other, but for us, that we're invited into the triune life. We're invited to live in the Godhead of love, who invades us and then says, you invade me. Let's live. Let's do this together. And this is kenosis. And you and I are made in the image of the triune God. Because remember, Genesis says, God says, let us, he's talking Trinity, let us make man in our own image. We're made in the image of the triune God, who is henosis and kenosis, which means our lives have got to be about uniting everything in the Lord. Everything in the Lord. And our lives have got to be a continuous kenosis, giving ourselves away for the Lord and for each other. This is our call. And we can't do it alone. That's why God invades us. There's a glorious divine invasion going on. Because we can't do it alone. Only by his power can we live lives of unity and self-gift constantly. And let's pray the grace to do just that. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.